Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Hello and welcome to Sports Day on this Monday. Adam Papalia and Tim Gossage.
What are you laughing at? You're laughing behind that beard. I haven't even spoken.
Well, it's just good to be sitting opposite you, Goss, and
making your debut
on this program, which is great to see. Already disrupting things. We're only 10 seconds into it.
Oh, excited to work alongside you, Paps, on this show. An interesting day, really. The hot topic, obviously, is the cricket and the way that the cricket unfolded. And the weather holds the key, but Australia blew what was a pretty big opportunity. Again, lots of starts, but no finishes from their batsmen.
Probably started yesterday, and then they maybe batted a little bit too long today, given the rain that is around. But we will get into that a little bit later in the program. Our hot topic, thanks to Repco for expert car air conditioning service you can rely on. Visit repcoservice.com. We'll get into that a little bit later. We'll also talk about the tennis dramas that are unfolding around the Australian Open. Check in with the Perth Scorchers as well. Plenty to come on the show.
Vanessa Sierra, she's the topic out of the tennis.
Well, yeah, and she's not even a tennis player.
How good is she, though? How good is she?
Our hot topic, thanks to Repco, you'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco Authorised Service. Book at repcoservice.com. This is Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
This is Sports Day. Adam Papalia and Tim Gossage with you on this Monday. Let's get into a cricket update. Thanks to Maccas. The McRib and El Macco are back at Maccas this summer. The Aussies are all out for 294. India none for 4 in reply. So it sets up a dramatic final day. Weather permitting, India need 324 runs to win, Goss.
Look, there's three results possible. Australia could get through them. They've got to get through Pujara and Rahane. I don't think the two blokes that made the 100 yesterday partnership could possibly be able to do that again. But what's remarkable is the turnaround of this Indian attack from the first test to the fourth test. And I was doing the sums. Yadav, Bumrah, Shani and Ashwin aren't playing. Siraj, Natarajan, Saini, Thacker, and a couple of others weren't even in the first test. It is a remarkable turnaround, and hats off to them. And win, lose or draw, what happens tomorrow, India has won the series.
They've certainly earned a lot of respect in terms of the toughness that they've brought to this series. And you're right, it's their sixth, seventh, eighth fast bowlers that they've had to turn to.
Well, it was a net bowler, Pat. He was here just a net bowler. He was here just to roll the arm over. It's like you being down the whack and then saying, hey, Papalia, throw the whites on.
They would be struggling if that happened. But tomorrow, you said there's three results possible.
Yeah.
So I think the only way India win is if Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill get off to an absolute flyer and score incredibly quickly, particularly Rohit Sharma while he's there. Mm. 324 seems a lot in a day, but they've got probably more than the 90 overs with if they get the full quota. The draw is probably most likely given the rain that we've got around, and the Aussies have to be at their absolute best to take the 10 wickets.
Well, the Aussie attack is good enough to get the 10 wickets. India, Pujara is too slow. So if India wants to win the test match, Pujara shouldn't be batting 3. So Sharma will come out. I think he's natural, and Gill, and their natural form is to play quickly. I would roll the dice. If I was India, I'd roll the dice. I know they don't want to lose the series and I don't want to gift it to Australia. But if there is enough overs in the day and I was India, this would be the greatest test series win in Australia by any visiting team. There's no doubt about that. With what they've had to endure over here, and why wouldn't you have a crack? If you lose, you go, oh, well, we had a crack with a third-rate test team in Australia against the best bowling attack in the world. We had a crack and we failed, but we had a crack. So much. So what? Keep your trophy. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's the interesting mentality behind it. I think Australia went for too many runs today. They should have declared earlier, given themselves some more time to actually try and win the test match. And if you had a smaller total,
correct,
then India maybe chase it a little bit harder.
Absolutely. You said India, you're chasing 270. Crack in. Have a go.
Go for it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
That is a cricket update. Thanks to Maccas, the saucy McRib and legendary El Macco are back at Maccas this summer for a limited time only. And here's a message worth listening to. Add up the risks of drink driving. Crashing, losing your licence or losing your job. Drink driving? Nah, not worth it, even once. This is Sports Day back. We'll talk tennis in a moment.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Sports Day with Adam Papalia and Tim Gossage this evening. News headlines thanks to Car Sales, number one for cars. And the big news around the country, Tim Gossage, is the discussion around the Australian Open. One MP coming out and saying it shouldn't go ahead. Lots of people complaining about the amount of players that are arriving that have been on planes that have COVID cases. And the tennis players complaining about the fact they're now in quarantine because they were on said planes and now have that.
And Bernard Tomic's partner, Vanessa Sierra, who, if you don't know who she is, just Google her. And she's been unhappy with having to wash her own hair, which is amazing, and that he's been playing 11 hours of some game.
Video games. She's been playing 11 hours too. They're in the same
Room
playing a different game for 11 hours.
And watching Little Britain.
And they're having to spend $200 a day on Uber Eats because the food's not good enough.
Oh, but he's got so much money because that's his fallback. You know, he always
doesn't have to play tennis.
I don't have to play tennis. I've got that much money. I know my dad said to me when I was coming in, I told Dad I'm doing the show, and he said, I'll be listening. I said, good on your pop. He said, but you've got to be serious. So I'm going to be serious. I don't care about the Australian Tennis Open. You know me and tennis.
In what way? You just don't like tennis.
I like tennis, but all the stuff with it and all this is just even worse. You know what I mean? And it's all a bit one-trick pony for me. It's the same people who are winning. The women's is a little bit different. There's a lot of intrigue about the women's side of the draw. It's not just Serena Williams and others. You know, it's always the winner is well concealed. But the men's is pretty obvious, although Federer's not here. But, you know, once they get out. But, look, they've made the rules. It's a big event. There's a lot of money involved. If it doesn't affect the fans and they've come out on planes, which are purely for the tennis, and they've got COVID and they've gone into 14 days lockdown, I don't see the issue. I don't see a problem with it. But to be brutally honest with you, it is giving the Australian Open plenty of publicity when this far out from the event, and it's still several weeks away, they wouldn't normally be getting any publicity, albeit negative. But it's still getting on the front page and the back page. But they've all got to row in the same direction. Novak Djokovic was not asking for all the exemptions purely for himself. He was the mouthpiece for the tennis players. And it probably could have been done a little bit better. There probably are courts and residents where some of those people should be, not locked up in, you know, Great Eastern Motor Lodge down in Great Eastern Highway.
Well, that's not a good look either, though. Coming into the country, if the tennis players get to go on quarantine at a house and...
Yeah, but anybody they're locked else, in. It's like being... What's the
anybody
difference?
Anybody else coming to the country has to go straight to a hotel. No one else has got that choice.
Yeah, but this, no, but,
and they're already being given exemptions too.
But this is an event. This is an event. This is an event that puts Australia on the map in the world of sport to the rest of the world, which is under far more pressure under COVID lockdown than what we are. So we're going to say, hey, look at Australia. The reason why we've managed to get this event up is because our COVID procedures has been better than anywhere in the world. And this is the opportunity of putting an event on rather than saying, shut it down, we can't do it right, let's forget about the Australian Open, whether you like tennis or not.
I think they're doing the right thing by keeping these players in quarantine. They were the rules. They knew them when they were coming here. They probably need to suck it up and stop whinging as much, because ultimately, if it keeps the community safe, there's no COVID transmission, then the Australian Open goes ahead and everybody competes.
I'm not asking them to walk down to the local 7-Eleven, perhaps. I'm saying you can put them somewhere that they're not in touch with anybody else.
But that adds risk moving players into different locations. And can you trust them not to go out on the street or go somewhere else? Probably not, given
security.
Some of the history that we've had so far.
Some
of the tennis players have been up to. This is Sports Day. The Australian Open is going to be something we will be following very, very closely over the next few weeks, which Tim Gossage is delighted about. News headlines thanks to Car Sales. A car sells every 30 seconds on Car Sales. And here's a message worth listening to. Add up the risks of drink driving, crashing, losing your licence or losing your job. Drink drive? Nah, it's not worth it even once. This is Sports Day, back with Liam Livingston from the Perth Scorchers.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
Well, thanks for your company on Sports Day. Adam Papalia, Tim Gossage with you this evening. And Goss, we're watching on with interest on Saturday as the Perth Scorchers got off to a flyer. And it was the man, Liam Livingston, who was on a roll, part of our on a roll segment. Visit your local club. Gotta love the bolo.com.au. Liam Livingston, 67 off 38. The Scorchers were off to a flyer. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be their night with a good fight back by the Sydney Sixers, but the Scorchers opener joins us on the line now. Liam, thanks so much for your time.
Good evening. How are you?
Going very well, mate. Talk us through the innings first of all. You were seeing them pretty well.
Yeah, it was obviously nice to Yeah, I found some form the innings before. It's obviously taken me a while to get going this tournament. But yeah, the last couple of games has been good. So it was nice to put on another good partnership with Jace. It was just a shame we sort of couldn't get the win in the end. But I think we're playing some good cricket at the moment. So hopefully that can continue tomorrow night.
Yeah, Liam, how much of the rusty start for your own form can be put down to COVID and not having enough time out in the middle?
Oh, I should say everything. there's no excuse. It's obviously taken me a little longer than it should have. I guess I've spent a lot of time in a bubble, not really playing too much cricket. So it's just sort of trying to find that rhythm of being out in the middle again. And yeah, thankfully I feel like I've found that now. So yeah, hopefully I'm hitting form at the right part of the tournament.
Yeah, do you feel it? Like when you're there and you go, that's out of the middle. That's the one that's come out of the middle. I've been searching for that for a couple of weeks now. That's now come out of the middle. Do you feel now that all of a sudden it has clicked? I mean, obviously you might get a good pill and it doesn't, you know, it will get anybody out. But do you feel now that the form can start to flow?
Yeah, absolutely. It's for the start of the tournament, I didn't really feel as though, it didn't feel right. And as much as you try and get that feeling and kid yourself that you're feeling good, it wasn't happening for me. So the day before the last game, I tried to sort of just bat my way through that and hit for about 2 hours in the nets. And thankfully, it started to sort of feel like it was coming back. And then spending a bit of time in the middle, it's sort of feeling like it's back now. So yeah, like I said, hopefully I can make the most of that and can continue to score some runs and start to win some games for the Scorchers.
You enjoying opening the batting with Jason Roy?
Yeah, it's been great fun. I've spent a lot of time with Jace over the last couple of months. We spent a lot of time off the field and we did say that if we start to click, it could be good fun at the top of the order. So, I think we've got a pretty decent partnership and hopefully that sort of partnership is starting to click at the right end of the tournament.
It's a real clog, isn't it, the table for the Big Bash in regards to wins and losses. And you're on that roll the other week and you lose your last game and all of a sudden it takes the momentum out of the sails a little bit. How do you think the boys will respond to the loss, especially after you started so well with the bat? What was the reaction from Coach Adam Voges and the group in itself?
Oh, we just said we're playing some good cricket. We're winning games of cricket, which is the main thing. Losing becomes a habit and so does winning. So, like I said, if hopefully we can get some momentum built up again like we did the last couple of weeks. Winning five games in a row was obviously massive and it's taken us right up the ladder. So, hopefully we can find that momentum again. I don't think it will stop us too much. The lads are playing some good cricket. The lads are really confident and enjoying the cricket, which is the main thing. So hopefully that can continue and we can get a good result tomorrow night and try and build that momentum back up into the big part, the big end of the tournament.
Liam Livingstone there from the Perth Scorchers. He's certainly on a roll. And head to your nearest bowls club and get involved. Visit gottalovethebolo.com.au. This is Sports Day and here's a message worth listening to. Add up the risks of drink driving, crashing, losing your licence or losing your job. Drink drive, it's not worth it, not even once. This is Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
This is Sports Day. Paps and Goss with you. Slaps and sledges time thanks to Sullivan Logistics. 3 votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no. Where are we starting, Goss? Slap or a sledge?
I think I'm... if I slap someone, is that good?
That is good, yep.
James Harden.
He's giving him a slap or a sledge?
No, slapping him. How good's that?
For his debut?
Yeah. Is that old news?
Well, no, but he was terrible to get there.
No, he wasn't. James Harden. Didn't he? Wasn't he the first ever player for a 30-point triple-double on debut?
Yeah, but I'm just sledging him because he's been such...
A sook.
A sook.
Yeah, but he's gone to Brooklyn.
3 months and looks like he hasn't trained at all for months.
He seriously, he actually looks like you. He's actually you with the beard. He looked like him with the beard.
His beard's a bit better than mine.
Yeah, he does look unfit.
Yep.
But seriously, what a debut. What a debut with Brooklyn. That was at next level, wasn't it? I mean, first player triple-double, 30-point triple-double, and everything else he did, seventh player only in the history of the game to do it. I still reckon that is a remarkable... For a bloke that dead set, looks like he swallowed a sheep recently. He looks so unfit. It looks like COVID's got a hold of him. It was a remarkable performance, and I think he deserves a deserves a slap on the back of a sledge because of his unprofessionalism to get there.
COVID's got a hold.
Sorry for dancing on your NBA toes there, Adam.
COVID's got a hold of a lot of us, Cos. Sledge.
Not me.
For the, you're looking very swelt. Sledge four.
Yep.
Well, the Australian batting lineup, really. I mean, Marcus Harris, unfortunately, not able to score many runs. And Matthew Wade, a duck today, his spot in the test team.
Shouldn't be in the team, mate.
Jeopardy, well and truly.
Shouldn't be in the team. You can't tell me that Matthew Wade isn't the best middle order batsman. If that be the case, Alex Carey should be playing. If Matthew Wade is not going to be a keeper, Alex Carey should be playing. Alex Carey is a better batsman than Matthew Wade. And it's this, and I know, and I'm a Langer fan, don't get me wrong. But, and I know it's harder to get out than it is to get in and all this sort of stuff. But Travis Head, Alex Carey and others are better placed to be playing in that team than Matthew Wade. Albeit, he's a good tiger and he has a crack, he still should not be in that team ahead of some of those others.
I think that might be happening in the near future. Whether the South African series goes ahead or not, we're still waiting to find out. Any more for me?
Josh Phillippe. I thought he was simply outstanding yesterday. And he will be in the Australian T20 team. There's no doubt about that. And so he should be. Again, does he go in as a keeper? Does he just go in as a batsman? Does he go in as a batsman because Alex Carey's the keeper? There's a whole lot of permutations. But hats off to him. He showed his hand a couple of years ago to go to the Sixers. Done a great job.
Slaps and sledges, thanks to Sullivan Logistics, your trusted storage and overnight freight experts. Sullivan Logistics, in it for the long haul. This is Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Step up into the all-new Kia Stonic SUV.
This is Sports Day. Goss, let's get into the BBL Player of the Week. Have a crack out back with Explorex Caravans, explorex.com.au.
Not a huge fan of this bloke personally. He sort of grinds my gears a bit with some of his carry-on.
Slaps and sledges was last year.
Oh, sorry. Adam Zampa. You can't take anything away from him. I think he's taken 18 or 19 wickets in the series now. He took a 5 for the other night with a sore shoulder. And, you know, there was a lot said about Rashid Khan and why he was here with the Strikers and how good he was. But Zampa does get wickets. And when you get wickets, you stop the run rate. And he's a quality short-form bowler. And good to see him take a lot of the wickets. You know, you've got Steckity and you've got Richardson in regards to the pace attack. But then you've got Zampa, who's one of the leading wicket takers, taking spin. But certainly five wickets in any BBL game is something worth dopping out.
And battling through a bit of injury too after a dodgy bit of fielding. And he just about popped his shoulder out. If he didn't, he still battled through it.
He did.
And all credit to him with the 5 wickets. BBL Player of the Week, Adam Zampa. Hit your next outdoor adventure for a 6 in an Explorex caravan, explorex.com.au. This is Sports Day.